أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويعبدون من دون الله ما لم ينزل به سلطانا وما ليس لهم به علم وما للظالمين من نصير وإذا تتلى عليهم آياتنا بينات تعرف في وجوه الذين كفروا المنكر يكادون يسطون بالذين يتلون عليهم آياتنا قل أفأنبئكم بشر من ذلكم النار وعدها الله الذين كفروا وبئس المصير يا أيها الناس اضرب مثل فاستمعوا له إن الذين تدعون من دون الله لن يخلقوا ذبابا ولو اجتمعوا له وإن يسلبهم الذباب شيئا لا يستنقذوه منه ضعف الطالب والمطلوب ما قدر الله حق قدره إن الله لقوي عزيز صدق الله العظيم. Begin with the 71st ayah of Surah Al-Hajj. In the previous verses, in the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been speaking about each nation had been given its own form and its own way of ibadat and worship, and that they should not argue with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to the disbelievers and the mushrikeen who had absolutely no deen, they had no way of life, they worshipped idols carved out of stones and other things, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to them and He says, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, they worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا, such gods, such things, about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not sent down any form of proof, any form of authority. In other words, it was not from any kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they had learnt about worshipping idols, but they followed their forefathers, and the mere following of forefathers without any proof is not acceptable when it is against the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sharia has given us directives with regards to our parents, our forefathers, that we should respect them. But obviously, when they are against the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is no acceptability insofar as worshipping idols and gods made out of stones, etc. وَمَا لَيْسَ لَهُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ, and such things that they have absolutely no knowledge about. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ نَصِيرٍ, and for the wrongdoers there is absolutely no helper, that they, in the day of Qiyamah also, that these idols and these gods will not be able to help them in the slightest bit. وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ, then when our verses, the Qur'an Kareem, is recited upon them, such verses which are absolutely clear, تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْمُنْكَرُ, then you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, will recognize on the faces of the disbelievers, you will recognize denial, that they detest what is being recited. They did not like the recitation of the Qur'an Kareem, because obviously the Qur'an Kareem is speaking about the Tawheed. The Qur'an is speaking about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to obey only one Allah and to worship only one Allah. يَكَادُونَ يَسْتُونَ بِالَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِنَا, thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that very soon they will rush arrogantly, or they will assault those, يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِنَا, who recite upon them our ayats and our verses, because of their frustration, their dislike of the verses of the Qur'an Kareem. And when a person becomes frustrated, then that person wants to show his feelings out with aggression, and that person becomes aggressive. So very, very soon, when they hear these ayats of the Qur'an Kareem, they want to stand up and they want to assault anyone that comes in the way that recites the Qur'an Kareem or the ayats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in response to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ أَفَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِشَرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكُمْ, say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that here in this world you have become frustrated and you will want to vent your anger out in a way in which you become aggressive, you want to show it out physically, but even worse than that, come I show you what is that, And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, An-nar, it is the fire of Jahannam. That in this world there is absolutely nothing but frustration because of your denial of the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you look at the reality of today, the frustration is not only when they hear the verses of the Qur'an Kareem, when they see the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They see this beard on our faces, they become frustrated. When they see a Muslim perform salat, they become frustrated. They hear the adhan, they become frustrated. So for all this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that is your feelings in this material world. In the hereafter, it is the fire of Jahannam. وَعَدَهَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised it to those who disbelieve. وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ And it is an evil abode. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example, a famous example in the Qur'an. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ O mankind, ضُرِبَ مَثَلٌ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ An example has been given. فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ Listen attentively to the example. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ Certainly those gods that you worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا It can never create even a fly. وَلَوِ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ Even if they all get together. So if they all get together, all the gods of this world, all the stones and all the idols, all the people themselves that worship it can also join them. They will not be able to create one fly that seems to be so insignificant in the eyes of man, such a small creature that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had created. Let them come together and create this fly. And perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this example also of the fly. It is because that some of the people would present food to their idols because of some offering that they will offer, and when that food is presented, then we find that the flies come around, وَإِن يَسْلُبْهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا And then those flies begin to pick at that food that is presented to the idol. So the idol is supposed to be eating that food, but here comes a fly, and even if the fly eats from that food, then وَإِن يَسْلُبْهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُوهُ مِنْ That if that fly takes away anything, they cannot even take it out, they cannot rescue it from that fly, that whatever that fly picks on, they cannot even take it out from the mouth of the fly. That is how weak they are. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ضَعُفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ They're very weak. Is the talib, is the person that is searching, وَالْمَطْلُوبُ And the thing that is being searched, in other words, the worshipper and the worshipped, the lover of the idols and the beloved, both of them are absolutely weak. مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ Allah Rabbul Izzat says that the reality is this, that man has not recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfilling the recognition of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is qawi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is strong. Al-Aziz and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is almighty. And in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that as far as worshipping any god besides Allah, becoming impressed with any power besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all that is in actual fact an exercise that is futile, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has all the power and Allah rabbul izzat has all the might. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdihi.